This podcast is brought to you by Mezcala Nursery, located at 6901 Orange Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90805. Mezcala, family-owned, family-ran since 2007. This is the House of Succulents growing grounds, you guys. I'm talking everything you can possibly imagine in the succulent realm, from common to rare and obscure imports. They have all kinds of different cactus and euphorbias. I keep my shop stocked by supporting Mezcala. I've been doing business with them for a little over a year now. Even when I do my pop-ups, I go to Sergio for my houseplant needs. They have everything you could ever need in one place. I bring my kids with me. They have little wagons so you can push your kids around. My son loves it. He squeals every single time we go there now. I can't speak more highly of Mezcala Nursery. You can find them on Instagram at Mezcala Nursery. They keep their stories updated daily of these plants that can come and go really quickly, so you could miss it. Make sure to go check them out. 6901 Orange Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90805. Mezcala Nursery. Peace.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to If Plants Could Talk. This is Garrett. I'm your host. This conversation took place on June 21st, 2021, with my guest, Picky Nikki Rocks. Nikki is a very talented rock painter based out of Los Angeles. She's also a member of the local plant community and incorporates all kinds of cactus and succulents and different plants into her artwork, landscapes. She's also got all kinds of cool cartoons and classic images that she's incorporating into her work. I can't put it into words. You gotta go check it out. Super unique stuff. Rock paintings, sometimes sealed with resin, and she's using all kinds of different mediums and different techniques. Some of them are watercolors, which were my favorite. You can check out the video later. I'll post it. She did some show and tell as well. But she's working on this body positive project where she's just portraying nude, thick women in the nude on pots. And it's super cool. I love the cause. I love what she's doing. She also turned me on to this thing called the Kindness Rocks Project, which is really cool. You got to check that out. She'll explain it some more in the podcast. I don't want to butcher it, but make sure to go show Nikki some love. I'll put a link to her Instagram in the description of this episode, at Picky Nikki Rocks. Nikki and Picky are spelled with two K's. Go check it out. Picky Nikki Rocks.
Picky Nikki Rocks.
Yeah. So you want to tell me where you're LA based, right? Are you in?
Yes. So I live in North Hollywood, but I grew up actually in Ventura County. So kind of all over the place. Yeah. And it's funny because I actually, my account used to be Picky Nikki's Garden. And it used to be a succulent page. I was really into succulents before I started painting rocks. And then I had like 200 followers and I kind of ditched it. And then when I started painting rocks, I switched it to Picky Nikki's Rocks. And so it's funny that I kind of got pulled into the plant community again.
Yeah.
Through my art. So that's kind of.
That's genius, actually, transitioning, because it seems that what would it be that the majority of your supporters are via the plant community or a good amount, at least?
You know, it's funny. So when it was Picky Nikki's Gardens, like nobody cared about my succulents. Like I was not in the community at all. It was just kind of a random place to put my plants. And then when I originally started painting the rocks, it was mostly people from a Facebook group, actually. So it's called the Kindness Rock Project is where I started with all of this, which is kind of like a random act of kindness. You paint rocks and then you hide them throughout the community and people find them. And on the back, you put like, you know, you can hide it, you can keep it, you can share it, or like tag me in a photo. And so I wanted a place to have people to be able to tag me. And so I could kind of see where they were traveling. And so I started with that. And then I started having these like paint pen companies and like other art supplies hit me up and be like, hey, you know, if you want to share, you know, our supplies with your artwork, then, you know, we'd love to send you some stuff. So I found this company that was just a like oil pens. So I posted, you know, a little demo for them. And I don't know if you know Irene from Bitches Loves Pots.
Is
you know who I'm talking about?
Lady, are those two different people? Bitches Love Pots.
Bitches Loves Pots.
Does she have another handle too?
No. Okay. I'm actually surprised you haven't come across her.
I think I have.
Okay, yeah. So she was actually also approached by the same paint pen company. Mm-hmm. So they had sent her like supplies also. So we found each other through that company. Mm-hmm. And when I opened up her page and kind of vice versa, when she opened up mine, we were like, it was like a love connection. We were like, oh my God, I love your stuff. And she was like, I love all the colors on your, you know, on your rocks or whatever. And she actually pulled me into the plant community. Mm. So we were just vibing on each other so much. I sent her artwork. So I sent her a bunch of rocks and she sent me some of her artwork and she started posting my stuff. And it was just like 0 to 60. Next thing I know, I'm like launched into the plant world. Mm-hmm. And other people were wanting my stuff. And so then when they would get it, they would share it. And that's kind of how I ended up here, which then opened up a lot of my, you know, my own plants. So then I started posting again, like, oh, here's my succulents and my house plants and all of that. And so that's kind of how I ended up in the community.
It's very cool. I actually really like that. How interesting. Did you, when did you make that transition back to the plant community? What, around what time was that?
Oh gosh. Okay. So I want to say like 2017 is when that's when I transitioned into the Picky Nicky's Rocks. And it was just a place for me because I would hide all over, Ventura County, like Thousand Oaks, mm-hmm. Simi Valley, Ventura, Oxnard. I would like hide all around there. And then people would tag me when they would find my stuff. And then I started hiding out here at like Griffith Park and North Hollywood. And it's really interesting. It's two very different communities. And Ventura County is way more into like finding my rocks. It would become these like I would call them the hunts. And so I would like post a preview. Okay, I have these like 25, 50 rocks, whatever. Uh-huh. I'm going to hide them all over, you know, this city. And I would post hints, you know, so it'd be like, I would hide one and then I would post like a corner of a building. And dude, Ventura County, they're fucking fierce. Like they would like find that shit in like 5 minutes and it would be like a tree and they knew where the tree was and they would find them. And LA County, it's funny, like they're not as eager, but they are the ones that have kind of supported like buying my art. So I'm new to that actually. I used to just do free art that I would just give away.
Just find my art?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I would just drop like 25 to 50 rocks in random cities. And I also did this thing where I called it Take What You Need. And I love chalk art. From uh-huh. my kids, I got really into chalk art uh-huh. over the summers. And so I would draw, you know, like a rainbow or a cloud or a sun. And then I would put rocks inside the middle of it that had words of encouragement or just like random stuff. Like sometimes I would do like dogs and cats and a heart. And I would put it inside the middle of this chalk art, and then I would write underneath like take what you need. And so just random people would kind of like stumble across it, and then word would spread, you know, they would call people or they would post it on social media. And then next thing you know, there was like a mob of people at this little, like, it was kind of like graffiti meets like random act of kindness.
Yeah. That's just cool. It's a form of street art for sure.
That's so fun.
I would be so stoked if I came across one of your rocks and, you know,
right?
And does it have like an explanation of where it comes from at all? Or do the people just have to kind of figure it out?
Yeah. So, So the Kindness Rock Project, which it's a whole, I mean, there's like an Instagram for it. There's okay. hashtags. So basically what it is somebody started just writing words of encouragement, like laugh, smile, joy, you know, and hiding it. I want to say on the East Coast, I want to say Florida, or maybe it started in like Massachusetts, something like that. Mm-hmm. And people would find them, and it was like the right rock would find the right person. It would be yeah. like, you know, okay, so I'll give you an example. So I did one of those circles where I drew a circle, take what you need, mm-hmm. and I wrote random words. And one of the words that I wrote was baby. I don't know why, I just put that word on there and I left mm-hmm. it there. Had no intention for it. And this woman ended up contacting me on my Instagram, and she told me that her and her daughter were on a walk. They were looking for, like, their cat got out or something like that. And they were really upset. They were like really emotional. And they stumbled across my chalk art, and they looked down, and her daughter actually had just had lost her baby. There was a traffic accident that had happened, and she saw that rock, and it was like this moment of like connection or validation yeah. or she was super emotional, and she took it, and it just really meant so much to her, so much so that her mother ended up contacting me and was like, you have no idea the timing of that. We were so upset when we were looking for our cat, and we stumbled across this, and it felt like validation. It felt like a sign. It made us feel so good. And, you know, what you're doing is so amazing. And it's just funny, because I, even though it wasn't my intention for that particular rock to be that deep, yeah. it does. They find people, they find the right people. Yeah. And it's interesting how that synchronicity kind of happens. So I'm addicted to that shit. Like, I love it. I'm like, I'm all about, it's actually hard for me to charge for my artwork. I would yeah. much rather give it away. So the Kindness Rock Project. So communities kind of caught wind of this, and there's like a lot of it's definitely, I would say, really dominant on like Facebook.
Okay.
There's a lot of groups in different cities mm-hmm. and yeah. And people do this all over. So, but not a ton on Instagram. They're starting to pick up more on there, but
okay.
yeah, so that's kind of where it started from.
That's so beautiful. I would be so yeah. happy to stumble upon that. Like, I've seen people that have like their little, like, take a bracelet, anything like that. When you stumble upon that, it just feels good, and it's pure intentions yeah. and you never know. And sometimes maybe it's even cool to not know who ends up with it,
exactly.
you know, and what yeah. that meaning was to them. The mystery right. of it is probably like very rewarding and fun, I would
absolutely.
imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah. yeah. And I swear to you, it's crazy. They always, the right ones always find the right people.
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting how that happens.
So yeah. are you spiritual at all?
Barry,
and
all my crystals.
Okay, yes, awesome. I'm surrounded by crystals as well right now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like doing burning sage and praying and asking for grounding energy, because I'm like the opposite of grounded right now. So you may see me like kind of wander off a little bit sometimes, but awesome. So I said that sounds like divine intervention to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, and I feel like, especially everything that people have been going through in the last year.
Yeah.
I felt like the need to share as much as possible, you know, with that kind of stuff. So, and it does. And it's interesting, because just like you have your crystals, you can have these rocks that have this positive affirmation on it.
Yeah.
To ground you mm-hmm. or just kind of remind you, you know,
mm-hmm.
just get your head back in the game.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, and you can like instill meaning in objects like that, like, you know, you can
yeah.
instill something into this rock. Like, we used to do these like in group therapy sessions. I used to run groups, and we would, when someone was leaving the facility, we would get a rock with a word on it that says something we felt like were related to that particular client, and then everybody would instill whatever they wanted to give them strength and all
yes.
that. And then you just hold it, you feel it in your hand, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. yeah. You're setting that intention. And, yeah. And sometimes I'll do that too. I do that a lot with, actually when I paint my cacti or my succulents or any plant rocks, I set an intention of like, usually it's colors. I that's why I was attracted to succulents in the first place, really, was like all the colors and create things with them. You could like put them in frames.
Paint
and,
them into right? a piece of art. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. I love that. And so colors usually drive my creativity. And so sometimes I'll like, and I love like color theory. So like certain colors evoke certain emotions. Sure. And so if it's like, it's like love or seductive or even like grayscale, like just, you know, muted tones.
Yes.
I try to create like a little bit of an intention. And it's really interesting. Again, when I do, these sales, which again, I'm totally new to, it's interesting who gets them, because I'll post it and it's kind of like a, you know, get it while you can, whoever gets to it first kind of a thing. And it's interesting which ones make their way to certain people.
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah. Kind of all coming. And just via Instagram, you're doing that?
Yeah, just Instagram.
And they're going?
Oh my God.
That's so cool.
I'm not a professional artist. I just do this for fun. And so it's still kind of strange to me that so many people seek out my artwork. And I make this joke that I'm like a leprechaun. You kind of got to catch me because I
catch
don't.
Me if you can.
Yeah, exactly.
On your store or on your bio.
Exactly. Yeah. Because that's kind of how it goes. If I vibe with you, I get inspired and I'll just make a shit ton of rocks for you. Like, you know, Queen Bitch Succulent
love
Gloria,
her.
Right?
Yeah, she came on.
Love her. I can't stop making rocks for her. Like, I am so fucking inspired by her. And same with Irene, Bitches Loves Pots. I mean, that girl has so many rocks because she just ignites this like fire in me and brings out so much of my personality. Like when I first started painting the rocks, they were kind of geared more towards kids. So it'd be like unicorns and cupcakes and like stuff like that. And then the more I got deeper into my artwork and the more people I met and the inspiration that I would have, my art started to change and kind of reflect that. And so, oh yeah, so I've got a ton for them. So then when they post stuff, I'll have people hit me up like, oh my God, I love your stuff. Can I get some? And I'm like, maybe if I make enough to make a sale. And and then when I do post them, yeah, man, I sell out in like 5 minutes. It's
awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah. So you found your like authentic self and your authentic like type of creativity. At first you had a target market, but now you're like expressing yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And this is the one thing that I do that's me. It's not me. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a hairstylist, and those are, you know, elements to my identity. But the artwork, I can only create when I'm like in a space, like in a zen, you know, connected to a source.
Has
type
to be real,
space.
Right? Has to feel right. Has to be real. Yeah.
Yeah. And if I try to do it when I'm not in that space, I literally can't even create a straight line. Mm. So when I'm really productive, I'll pump out like 20 to 50 rocks. And then that's usually when I just do sales, or I like themes. So I'll get into like a theme and then I'll make a bunch of them and then just kind of, I posted in my stories like, hey, this is going to be up for sale on Friday. And then I'll put them up there and then it's just like, they're gone. So
yeah, cool. I can see how it can feel forced and like other forms of creativity that I've experimented with when you know, and it's not right. And there's something really like beautiful and liberating about you being able to do it yourself like this. Cause if you were to say, quote unquote, like sell out, you know what I mean? It would lose some of that sentiment. Yes. By mass production, but instead you're doing it as it feels right, and you don't work for anybody else. So that's the dream. That's the artist's dream, and you're living it.
Exactly.
You caught my eye. You caught my eye. You know. So
that's so wild to me. Like I feel like you know, I feel like when you're an artist, you're your hardest critic. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I'll look at this. I'm like, why would anybody like want this? So like simple or basic, but I that's what I love about Instagram is that I feel like you get a lot of validation, support.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming you've seen my pots that I've been doing.
Yes. Like with the boobs.
Yeah.
Titty pots.
Like full figured women. Like I'm kind of doing this. I'm on this vibe right now. This like thick girl summer. And
that's right.
So I've just been posting a lot of like full figure plus size, you know, and the response I get from women, it's just an outlet for me. It's just fun. I just fucking like it. But the women like messaging me, like, that's what I look like. And, you know, I love this. And so there's this cool element that is kind of developing even with these pots that I've been doing. And that's kind of new. I was really only liking rocks, and the pots are just because, again, I'm in this plant community and I have all these fucking plants and I never have enough pots. So I was like, I'm going to paint some, let's see what happens. And that's been kind of taking on its own.
Meaning, so, there's meaning and purpose in it. I would love a titty pot for my booby cactus. I have a lot of booby cactus.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I was thinking you might want one, and I actually have one. You want to see it?
Yeah, I would love to see it. Like, I want to hear about your process. I want to see your art, all that.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, like, because I have some that are naked, and then I have some with clothes.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, I'll make you. Okay, this is the one I was kind of thinking for you, okay?
Okay. Oh, cool. What the fuck?
Right?
It's awesome.
So she's like, it's like a medium size one. I like the.
Yeah.
Blade. That's
so cool.
Not one that you want to leave outside, but.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that one was cool.
No, it's gorgeous. That's cool. You're incorporating the necklace too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when I make those little doll face rocks, I started sticking, gluing gems to them and stuff. And people went nuts over those things. Like, I get hit up for those things all the time. And so I kind of had this process with like gluing, you know, these objects onto things. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try it on my pots, and it looks really cool. I like it. So
do you make jewelry as well, or have you in the past?
I've like dabbled in it, but it never stuck. I've tried, like, I'm a total crafter. I love all those things.
I could see that.
Yeah, I phase in and out of them. This has been probably one of the only things outside of like doing hair creatively that I have actually like stuck to. And so I've been doing this since about 2017. So a few years now.
Now you're drawing and painting as well, incorporating that. Yeah. And you incorporate resin, correct?
Yes, that's the shiny sealant that I use. I have a couple different mediums of sealant that I use. Sometimes I like that matte texture, you know, when it looks not perfect, but the resin, it's UV protection. So if you do put it in your garden, it'll last. It'll like hold up. So that's kind of why I started getting into that. And it's shiny and it's fun.
Awesome. Yeah, I very much appreciate resin art. My sister-in-law is like really talented with resin and mad potters. I've come across a lot of people. It takes a certain type of people have to know how to do it to make it work right. But yeah, you're doing it right.
Oh, yeah, lots of trial and error, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah, it's fun though. Yeah, and it's definitely, I have like a whole workstation in my garage now just dedicated for that. So
very cool.
Takes my whole life, yeah.
Hey, can you take me back to when you were putting those rocks out in the streets? Did you do that during the pandemic as well?
It was funny because I went back and forth in the beginning, and because everything was so, we didn't really know, you know, how it worked. People were weird about like touching things. So I know, weird, right?
I know. I get it though.
I know. So I started actually doing chalk art. All up and down my neighborhood sidewalks. And that started to become kind of a thing. So people would start to like, during the pandemic, people would like come to my street, they would take their kids on the walk, or everybody was walking, like, you know, everyone was right. So our house kind of became this like destination point.
Awesome.
And so I was doing that, and that felt similar, like, oh, I look forward, you know, people are telling us, you know, I look forward to, you know, coming and seeing, you know, what new artwork you've done or whatever. And then when things started to chill a little bit more, I did a really big hide at Griffith Park. I went to the old abandoned zoo. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
At Griffith Park. It's really wild. It was one of the first zoos, I want to say in like the 1920s, and then it was abandoned. And so it's just really cool hiking, and there's tons of hiding places. And so I made, I want to say like probably like about 50 rocks. And then I also had a friend that she does, she paints rocks also. And she made a batch and we just went and just spread it all over Griffith Park. I also went down to like Burbank.
Cool.
Got one of the parks in Burbank and I spread some more all around there. And it was cool. I posted it and some people, you know, would post that they found it. But honestly, most of them, I never heard from them again.
Yeah.
So, but they're gone because I know people went there to look for them and they were all gone. So
that's so cool.
Yeah.
The reason why I asked that is because I would imagine that during the pandemic, that would be something that people were seeking, was to connect with something like that. And I saw things like that popping around Long Beach. You know, Long Beach has an artistic side to it. So there's people putting, there was like an, they called it Alley Cat. And it was like every day they were putting up new paintings of cats.
Oh, just, yeah.
The whole neighborhood was putting up fucking paintings of cats. And that was the beautiful thing about the pandemic. A lot of people only remember the division that we saw in our communities and the disruptive people that, you know, were acting a fool during this, selfish people. But I also saw a lot of like beauty and community coming together for the first time since I can remember, since we were kids, when you used to play outside and, you know, and your neighbor said hello. There was like this feeling of like we're all in this together, at least where I'm at in my world.
100%.
You know,
I mean, oh, yeah. I mean, I've lived in my house for 13 years and I never met any of my neighbors. Right. But when we were all locked down, everybody, you know, was walking and talking to each other. And it was awesome. I got to know all the dogs in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And have you heard of there was also a thing that people were doing. And I think when you have kids, you know, you probably hear more about this, but there was the bear. Did you hear about the bear hunt?
Mm-mm.
So I think it was called Bear Hunt. People were taking teddy bears and hiding them in windows in their houses. Mm-hmm. And so you would go for a walk with your kids and you'd go on a bear hunt.
Aww.
And so you would go to find these bears. And you know what? I saw a few of them in my neighborhood. In Ventura County, they were doing it a ton. I thought that was really cool too. Yeah. You know, like kind of a fun little adventure to go on with your kid when you're on this walk. And the community never does stuff like that, but it was one of the silver linings with the lockdown. So
The light in a period of darkness for sure. That's cool. Exactly. Yeah. Do you find that something to be spiritual in that? This rock thing that you do and this sharing in the community, like what do you find in that?
I have an addiction, I think, to I don't know, catching people off guard with like kindness, you know, like I really get a lot from it, especially when someone would find it and share with me what it meant or, you know, how it was connected to them. Or, you know, who they then passed it on to, or, you know, oh, it's in my room. It's like my treasure. And even with other countries, I had a lot of people from other countries hitting me up that I would send, you know, I'd send like a whole box of kindness rocks. So it'd be like some that they would keep and then some that they would hide within their community.
What?
So I had a friend in, I had a friend in New Zealand that hid some of my rocks in New Zealand. I had a friend in Scotland that had hid them all over the castles in Scotland, which was so fucking cool. England, I have a friend in England. She spread some of mine around. Where else? And then just like a couple other like random states within the United States. But it's cool to think of your art traveling too.
Yeah.
And then just like somebody stumbling across it and, you know, thinking it's really cool to hear the feedback that you get.
Yeah.
So I'm completely addicted to that. You know, I love that.
I could see why.
I feel weird charging, you know, it's like something that I need to get probably more used to, but most of the time I'm like, here, you're fucking awesome. Like, here's a ton of artwork and either keep it or like Gloria's amazing, you know. Besides the fact that her Instagram and her succulents are great, you know, she does a lot of auctions and she's got a lot of connections. And so I would send her stuff and I would be like, you know, keep what you want, but like, you know, share these with anybody that you feel like would like them. And so I'll see them pop up in like other people's Instagrams and stuff like that. And it's just cool, you know.
She's like a counselor amongst the community too. A lot of people go to her to talk.
Oh, Oh my gosh, yeah. She's
a really good person.
Oh my God, I love her. And when her and Irene like came into my life, I feel like it, not only art-wise, like inspiration, mm-hmm. but just, it's the community. You get pulled in it's a source of support, yes. guidance, enlightenment, all of that. Mm-hmm. you feel really supported, you know?
Yes.
So.
I like that you said enlightenment. That I would agree with that. The plant community has been very enlightening and eye-opening, and I never really felt the need to interact with people as much as I do. Like I want to. I never was posting on my story 10 times in a day before I stumbled into the plant community, you know, and like messaging people and just even meeting up in person too. It brings us together in person. And that's the cool thing. You'll hear a lot on this podcast. I talk about how any type of art form can go with plants and vice versa. Yeah. They always work really well together, whether you're painting pictures of cactuses and succulents, which you are, or not. Anything can go with plants. Like my lady, she sells candles. We have a pop-up this weekend for her candles. So we're bringing a bunch of plants because they go well together.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. It makes everything better. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And you can fill your whole house up with them mm-hmm. very quickly.
Mm-hmm. For
but
sure.
But then my house looks so much better. I feel like if I take away the plants, it's not as cool.
Yeah, then there's energy coming off these plants too, you know?
Right.
Like, do you find that they make you happy? Plants make you happy?
Oh my gosh. Yes, and the nurturing aspect of it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, seeing it grow little babies or seeing it thrive. I mean, even when it's not doing well, there's this communication that's happening, right?
Yes.
Where you're like, okay, so is it light? Is it water? Is it, you know, too much, not enough? And sometimes I enjoy that process. And sometimes I'm like, oh, fuck, I killed them. You know, there's like certain plants that hate me and I hate that I can't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
But but then when you see them thrive, you know, mm-hmm. it's super satisfying. And it's interesting, like, to me, I feel like certain plants give off vibes, right? Like masculine, feminine.
Mm.
So like monsteras. Okay. So I feel like they have a masculine vibe to me. Like they're like sexy, right? Like they have like these big full leaves and they just like, they'll just take over the space. Like what?
Suave.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
And then there's like other plants like, echeverias, I feel like, especially when they start to get really, when they sprout their little flowers, they look like little flower crowns, or even like the cacti that get the little flower crown.
Yeah,
around.
Like the mammillarias.
That's very like feminine to me. It's very fertile. Like it seems to represent more of that like feminine energy. And so I tend to put certain plants in certain places that I need to draw that particular type of energy from.
I see. I've never thought of that. Honestly, I mean, I've kind of always thought of houseplants as being more feminine, but I think that's just more like a stereotype, you know? And I'm not like the most masculine dude in the world, to be honest, you know? I don't know how I present, but like I'd like to think that I have a pretty good balance between the two. I grew up in a house of all girls. And that's cool. I want to put some more thought into that when I'm like picking and looking at my plants, you know?
Yeah, like see what vibe you're getting from it. Like if it has, and then I feel like placing those things in the right places does, it's like a feng shui type thing.
Sure, feng shui,
Yeah, when I added this monstera to my little art area, I felt like, oh my gosh, I love it. It makes me feel so, oh my gosh, I stare at it all the time. And when it gets little babies, I'm like so proud of it. And it holds like a nice space for me to create.
Yeah.
So that was like one of my favorite additions.
Cool. Yeah, there's something grounding about when you walk into a space that has that feng shui, like you were saying, you know, there's a vibe, you know, when you walk in and it's cluttered and you don't have things on the wall, like you start letting things go a little bit. That's how I know, like I need to check in with my mental health. I'm like, things are kind of, my leaves are turning brown. My space is looking kind of cluttered right now. You know, like what's going on, dude? Like, you know, but there's something like you walk in and it's just like a breath of fresh air, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when they're doing really well, when they're like nice and whole, yeah. And even the color, you know, the color is really earthy and grounding, right? Mm.
Yeah. And the act of caring for them too, right? Like repotting, yeah. Feeling soil in your hands, all that.
Yep. Oh for my sure gosh, grounding. Being outside. I went to my dad's house for Father's Day, and he really likes he's into grapes and like more farmer type style, right? And so he had these succulents that I had given to him, and they were all outgrown and, you know, sprouting flowers, and just they looked terrible. It was like creating static for me. Uh-huh. And so I told my dad, I was like, dude, Dad, I gotta show you how to manicure those. And so he went and grabbed these little clippers for me. And I spent like an hour grooming all of his succulents, but I felt so good afterward. Right. It was like,
especially because it was someone so else's happy. Probably too. It's yeah, really fulfilling.
Like, yeah. My dad was like, this is the best Father's Day ever. Come over and garden for me, you know, but it's being outside, you know, vitamin D and, yes. Yeah, and then tending to them and then looking how they look all manicured afterwards. Oh, so satisfying.
Yeah, I saw he has a mini vineyard in his yard.
Yeah, yeah.
He's growing grapes back there.
Yep, my dad is, he really connects to his Sicilian roots. He loves like all the Italian style stuff. And so he was a big wine connoisseur, and he created this space. He like did a lot of research on it and, you know, what kind of, you know, things to set up. And I want to say this is like his fifth year. And if you saw on my Instagram, I mean, they're thriving.
Yeah,
I
know, they looked great. God,
it's really amazing. And then he's made wine out of them. He's cool. Made like, I think 4 or 5 like big jugs, you know, where they stomp them. That's fucking cool. He stomps them and like, oh yeah. Like
the old school jugs, the big ass ones. Dude.
Yeah, the big ones. They're really cool. And he like knows how to like cure it properly and the taste, and you got to let it sit. And he's got things in like room temperature control. Yeah, yeah, he's into cool. All that kind of stuff. I know.
That's an ancient art form, actually.
Yeah, it really is. And it's tedious. It's like, for me, I can't hang the, every time I've tried to grow vegetables, fruit,
I feel you.
The fucking squirrels eat it, the birds eat it before I can even get to it. And the, like, he has to do this, he has to put nets on it. It's a whole process.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't be bothered, but see, his succulents were out of control. So that's where we balance each other out.
Sure. So is that where you get it? Was he always like that?
Yeah, my grandpa was amazing. He's amazing. My mom was like poison ivy. She's a redhead too. Mm-hmm. I swear to you, anything my mom touched turned green and would just like grow and grow and grow and cool. grow. So, but I actually didn't get into it. I had no plants until I was pregnant with my first daughter. And
okay.
I don't know if it was just being pregnant, the whole nurturing nesting thing.
Yeah,
I started, and then my coworker was really into succulents, and she had told me like, oh, if you like succulents, I'll bring you some. And she brought me a bag just filled. And I was like, I had this bag and I'm like, I don't really know what to do. She's like, just stick them in dirt and they'll grow and it'll be fine. And so that's what I did. And, you know, you learn real quick, like which ones are really finicky and which ones are just, they'll fucking thrive in like trash dirt. Like you don't even have to water them. And then after I gave birth to my first daughter, my succulents and my cacti were the only plants that survived in my garden because I was neglecting them, you know? But then that also kind of made me love them.
Inspiring, like, oh, yeah, the resilience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I love you. This is, and the colors, I love the colors. Yeah, even I've been getting more into cacti ever since I've been coming into this plant community because I feel like there's all these, you know, I learned what like variegation is and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I've been exploring that. I mean, I went to a nursery for the first time this year. I mean, I would get my shit from like Home Depot or, you know, Lowe's or whatever, or just people that, you know, would give me cuttings and whatnot. And, but I recently have been going to nurseries, and that is like a whole other world. I am just, Disneyland. I love it.
Right. Yes.
I'm like, I'm going to drop like $200 here. Like, this is going to get crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Love nurseries. That's my happy place for sure.
And which one do you go
people
to?
People there. Well, Mezcala Nursery sponsors the podcast. So
okay, I go to him. I really want to check that one out. Yeah. Yeah. I hear about it all over. There's so many people that post about that nursery.
Yeah, he's great. And it's family ran, family owned, and yeah. It's fucking like, for all, as far as you can see, hoop house upon hoop house, just packed. Everything like houseplants, succulents, cactus, landscaping, and cheap, inexpensive.
So good pricing, because that's another thing.
Yeah,
I found this one place in Burbank that's like magical, but their plants are so expensive. And I'm like, for a while, I thought that's just what certain ones cost.
Right.
And then that's what I'm learning, is that it's like, it's kind of like who you know,
yeah,
where you got to go to travel. So I'm into it.
Yeah.
I love it.
But I also support GT Nursery and Garibaldo's Nursery. Those are two good places as well that are local.
Yeah, I've heard of them. I've heard of both those places. Yeah, I want to check them out.
Yeah, for sure. Check out Mezcala for the pricing.
Okay, I will. That one's the next one on my list, actually.
Cool.
Definitely want to check that one out. I mean, the things that they post, I started following them on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, they got those variegated string of hearts. And
right. Like, collector stuff. Like more obscure stuff. Even cactus and houseplants. More obscure. And succulents, imports too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I've been learning with this Instagram plant communities. They all post certain things, or you'll catch a vibe. You know, everybody's like really into
mm-hmm.
a certain type. And so then it's like
trends.
It's like, gotta get it. You know?
Right. FOMO starts kicking
exactly.
in. I need that too.
Right. Exactly.
Would have I even cared of it if I didn't see? No, probably not. But
right.
I want it now.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an addiction for sure.
Yeah. A healthy one though.
Right.
As long as you don't bankrupt yourself.
Exactly. You gotta give yourself a budget.
Yeah.
You know, you get to the point where you like keep showing up with plants, you have to explain yourself.
Sure.
Just one more.
So
just
you draw more. And paint a lot of plants on your artwork, correct?
Yeah. Yes. I love painting cacti. That's probably like my number one favorite.
They're so cool. Your cacti ones are cool as fuck.
Thanks. I've
been
man.
Admiring them, just like staring at them.
Oh,
super cool.
I've done some that are like kind of realistic, and then sometimes mm-hmm. I just make up shit, like different colors and whatnot,
yeah.
and on different types of stones too. That's another thing that I've been experimenting with, and that kind of changes the vibe too. And makes it a little more exclusive. You know, you've seen those little ones that are on like the white, those are Santorini stones.
Okay.
So those are amazing. They're from Greece, and they're sparkly, like naturally, and they're super smooth and white. So I do, and they're very porous. And so I do watercolor on those ones mostly, and that's what gives it those like really vibrant colors. But those ones don't last in the sun. So like if you put that in your garden, I've had a couple people that have done that, and then it bleaches the color out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of a bummer. That's kind of an indoor only thing. But acrylic paint will last, like, and then with the resin coating, they do really good in gardens. Because, you know, it's kind of like a garden accessory. I feel like that's part of the reason why I became pulled into this world, is all these people that have these collections, they want to accessorize it, you mm-hmm. know? And so that's where I come in.
Awesome. You could probably pull off doing an Etsy, but there's that losing its thing, you know, but
I know. And then there's pressure to create.
Right.
And like, that's kind of the thing, is that, I'm a leprechaun. You got to catch me.
And well, that's the cool thing about Etsy. You can open and close your shop as you please. Actually, you can turn, you can turn it off for the day, for the week, for the month. Whatever.
Yeah. Inventory is hard for me to keep up on. I think it's like, I know it's, and then again, like connecting that source and like vibing, like, you know, I'm a mom, two little kids, and I work, and, you know, just like daily life sometimes can like suck up all my energy. So the thought of
it's supposed to be an escape.
I know. Yeah. So if I keep it in that space, and it makes it more exclusive, like I always joke around and say, if you have one of my rocks, like you're lucky because you caught me, and you know, you just happen to get it either with a sale or because we vibed, you know, and so I'll send you a bunch or whatever. So I like trading too. I do a lot of trading with other artists, or with like plants. Like sometimes I'll have people send me like a box of stuff. So that's fun, because and I get like this box of just a bunch of different cuttings and things I've never seen before, and I'm down. I'm like, I'll send fucking three rocks, send me a box of plants. Yes.
That's awesome. It's like tender for you.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Do you have any within reach that you would be willing to show?
Yeah, of course.
Can we do some show and tell?
Let's do some show and tell. All right.
Cool.
Okay, so this one I feel like is one of my favorites.
Wow. Yeah. That's beautiful.
So this is a Santorini stone. Mm. And you probably can't see the sparkles in the actual rock, but and it's sealed in resin, and this is all watercolor.
What? Watercolor sealed in resin.
Yeah. And it's
unique.
Yeah, it gives it kind of like a almost like a translucent look to it.
Sure. Only what watercolor, only look you can get with watercolor only, right?
Right. Yeah. And you can only put watercolor on certain rocks because the porosity, it won't spread on certain ones, or if they're too dark, like it won't really show up. And the texture on certain rocks can be like really rough too. So like there's certain ones I can't even, I like paint pens too. And you know, if there's too much texture, I can't really use a paint pen. So then I go to like acrylic or, I know some people that do like Bondo on the rocks. I'm kind of against that.
So it creates really a new layer
to
paint on.
I get it. It gives it smoothness, you know. But for me, I really like keeping the stone raw.
You know what I mean?
That makes it more earthy and
unique.
Otherwise, I could just fucking paint on like a piece of wood. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, so I like that. And then
I appreciate that.
I have another one that's just, it's a little risque. Well, I guess I already showed you the
That's okay. Ball. I don't mind.
This one's kind of cool. So this one is just a regular rock, and it's a paint pen. Mm-hmm. And this was I really like one song.
Love this
and
one.
So this is what I like saw or what I visualized in the song, and so I just painted it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Thanks. Okay, and then this one I had a paint company ask me to. They sent me their pens, and they were like, "Hey, do something really cool," and so. This one, this rock was like really grainy.
Very
I put
cool.
a ton of sparkles on it.
It's like a mermaid.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a mermaid for some reason.
Huh?
It reminds me of a mermaid for some reason. Like the sparkle. Like the, it looks like scaly sparkles.
Yeah. Yeah. These are like a, this type of sparkle is kind of like a confetti style. Mm. Yeah. And then, okay, I'll show you my baby Santorini.
Okay.
So these ones are the little mini Santorinis, and usually just based off of the shapes, I'll just like do different. So these are like I made them like into crystals.
Is that the watercolor again?
Yep.
Wow. That's incredible. Those watercolor. Look really cool.
And then like the shape of the rock kind of dictates what I create.
So it's abstract kind of?
Yeah. That's kind of why I like doing rocks. Like people are like, why don't you ever do canvas? And canvas is like too much of a commitment, you know, it's like too big. I like the shapes of the rocks, and that will kind of dictate like what I'm going to design on them. Mm. So, those are some of my ones.
You can't hold canvas in your hand and put it in your pocket or stuff it in your shoe like you can with rocks.
And you have to cover the whole thing. Like sometimes I like leaving the rock as the background, or just like feeling the texture. You can turn it around to the backside, and see what the rock looked like before.
That's cool that you leave that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, some people paint the back, and I like leaving so you can see what it looks like,
right?
Before I painted it, so yeah,
makes it look more like a canvas,
right? Yeah, and it makes every piece that you get unique. You know, I could draw the same thing on a canvas and recreate that exact painting over and over again. But with a rock, I can never really recreate the same thing twice. And when you get that, it's kind of like uniquely yours.
Yeah.
So I like that aspect of it too. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. You did you did an excellent job. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. This garden, talking about myself. I'm like, I love it.
I will share your stuff. I've been sharing it already. I'll put a link to your Instagram on the bio. And if there's anything else that you have, do you have anywhere else that you want to plug? Do you have your hair up? Can people find your hair?
I actually just opened up a new suite and I'm still in the process of like getting all of that stuff going. Okay. So I don't have anything for that just yet. But hopefully coming soon.
When you do, just let me know. I can always go back in and update it and we can always do this again. If you have a release coming up and you want to let me know or you want to let people know, whatever, you know, just I'll share it in my story. It's not that it's like that popular, but still, you know, whatever gives you a little boost, I would love to assist in any way I can.
Yeah, man, that'd be really super cool. I'm going to be selling these pots soon. I want to try to get them out for July. I want to try to do like 20 to 30. So I should be posting dates and times for that soon.
Sounds like you don't have any trouble selling them, but keep your eyes peeled, you guys, for July.
Yeah, you gotta
Picky Rocks.
Yeah.
Pots. Cool.
Thank you, Garrett. And I'll send you the one that I showed you. Yeah. You gotta send me your info.
And your husband's an artist too, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. My husband, he's actually like formally trained, went to school for it. And cool. He went to school to do animation, but he ended up doing graphic design, but he does his own stuff. And this is one of his rocks that I made him do. He hates
holy shit.
Yeah, dude, like look at that shit.
Damn, like, dude.
He's insane.
Homie is talented.
Yeah, he's like kind of, his style is very like comic book art.
Yeah, you know? Or like anime probably. He can do anime, huh?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, he loves all that kind of stuff. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we're a creative family. She's my daughter's insane too. She draws crazy stuff too. So
that's so cool.
Double dosed.
Yeah, good. She's destined to make art.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
You're welcome, Garrett. Have a good afternoon.
All right. If everyone could please like, review, and subscribe to the podcast and hit that share button, I would appreciate that. Make sure to go check out @PickyNikkiRocks. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.